people of Earth, the following podcast is not real. But it is sponsored by Mattress Secrets, the only mattress stuffed with dozens of trinkets and jewels for you to discover while you sleep. Wait, I think they dropped us as a sponsor. Well, we are brought to you by Fizz Whiz Bang, the only cola drink refreshing enough to destroy the entire ozone layer in one fell. No, I think the CEO shut that company down to spend more time with his alpacas. Well, we are brought to you by Connie's Baby Cutlery, tiny, brightly colored steak knives. Perfect for scattering across the counter and leaving the room. Wait, I think for that one, everyone figured out it was just me. Well, sponsored or not, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift that I used to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Wanderlost, a tavern that travels around the land of Foon in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Hey, sweetie, you want me to top that off for you?
You want me to
top off your bean potion?
A little bit. I'm still new to the bean potion.
Yeah. Do you want to know my little secret?
What's that?
How I prepare the bean potion.
Am I going to hate it?
I spank the beans.
Yep, I hate it.
Before I grind the beans and put the hot water through it, I spank the beans.
Aren't yeah.
You got to spank the beans.
Of course. Chun, can I say, I appreciate how you've really decided to kind of like up the level of hospitality here at the Wanderlost.
Oh, yeah. Apron on, little pencil behind my ear, pad of paper, southern charm, hand on my hip.
Calling everyone honey or sweetheart.
Recommending the pie.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing, though. A lot of people are angry because we do not serve pie.
Yeah, I know. People are pissed.
He's recommending that we get pie.
Yeah. I mean, I could sort of articulate that better, but it's been very confusing.
Would you like some pie? Yeah, that's confusing, because we don't have it to offer them.
Yeah.
But you want to know if they would be interested so we could add it to the menu.
Yes. Oh, and speaking of which, this is my other co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
Ani, I just want to point out one thing about your introduction. Traveling around the land of Foon in the land of Foon.
Mm-hmm. I knew someone was gonna... Yeah.
It feels a bit repetitive. Have you thought about... saying, in Foon, we travel around the land of Foon in this Foonish tavern that is in Foon.
No. No.
Okay.
But okay, are you open to any notes about the intro?
Here's the thing. I'm going to give myself a note, and I've been thinking about this for months now. For some reason, we've been doing this for 9 years, I have lost the ability to be able to say fantastical and magical, like casually. Like, I get to that.
Fantastical and
I
magical?
I start sweating when I'm just sort of like, hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie. You can't be real to the podcast before. This is everything you didn't know.
Arnie, we know the parts.
In the magical, fantastical, like, there's something, like, I'm doing okay now, magical, fantastical, but I'm telling you, you go back, especially fantastical, you go back and listen to the last couple episodes. I am not sticking the landing on those words.
Oh, Arnie, honey, we don't listen to past episodes.
Sweetie,
what? No. Oh.
No.
Oh, also, Arnie, can you meet me under the table?
Sure.
Bye.
What's going on, buddy?
Oh, I just wanted my weekly wages.
Under the table? You want them under the table? Okay, sure.
You told me that was best for you.
And this isn't a sex thing, to be clear.
Could be.
Okay. Well, no. No. We're
okay,
not in this
you brought it up. Hey, you brought it up.
I did. It's true. It's true. And so, please.
How's the sex thing going down there?
Fuck.
Not great.
Oh, why did I put Usidor in charge of HR? Okay, I'm in so much trouble. Anyway, here's your money. Here's 3 coins.
Okay.
That's right. I don't even know what I pay you.
Arnie, thank you for putting me in charge of HR. I've always thought of humans as resources.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get up from under the table. Okay. I'm going to look at what coins you handed me. I'll just trust that it's 3.
Do you want me to check?
Would you?
A 1. A 2. A 3.
bit my coin in fucking half, dude. Thanks a lot. That's useless.
Sorry.
Arnie, I'm going to go around and sort of top off everyone's bean juice here.
That's not a sex thing, right?
No. Just their bean potion. Just going to spank the beans and then top everyone off. Give them some sloppy toppy.
That is definitely a sex thing.
Yeah.
No, when you drink your bean potion, do you ever notice how it sort of sloshes around and spills everywhere? It's sloppy.
Sloppy toppy.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
Excuse me. Excuse me. You just stood up there. You going to sit back down there, or could we take that seat that you just stood up from, my friend?
Yeah, can we use that seat?
Feel free, friend, to pull up another chair. We'd love to speak to you. We are doing a podcastual broadcast back to another world.
Nice.
That sounds really cool, guys. That sounds really cool. How you guys doing? You having a good night, yeah?
Oh, yeah. We're doing quite well, thank you.
Doing a little sloppy toppy, I hear. Yes.
Yeah, see, Arnie, it's catching on.
Come on, Dump. Dump, don't do it, Dump. Don't get all gross on these guys.
What you mean? What you mean get gross? They said sloppy toppy, not me.
Sweetheart, I am so sorry. Did you just call him Dump?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, guys. Hi. My name's Porvis. This is my friend Dump. We're just passing through.
Yeah, Dump.
We just wanted to come in and get some kind of drink, some kind of food, a little snack, sure, or something like that. And let me tell you what, we don't look like we got money, but boys, we got money now.
We got more money than you could ever imagine. And also, it's not just Dump now. It's either Dump the Daring, or Dump the Dangerous, or Dump the Dumbledore, whatever you want to call me. I got many names.
He's trying out different nicknames. You know, yeah, we've both decided now that we're not just regular old carriage drivers no more, then we're going to try out nicknames. He's Dump the Daring.
Yeah.
He's trying that.
Porvis the Plenty. Well, like that one you was working on.
Yeah. And it's kind of one of those ironic names because, as you can all see, I'm a little tiny guy, right? So it's Porvis the Plenty. It's actually...
No,
it's okay.
We only need one chair because I want to sit in a chair and he's going to sit in my lap.
Right, sometimes I'll sit on his lap, sometimes I'll sit on his shoulder like a little bird.
Yeah, I'm huge, as you can see.
Yes, of course. Dump's giant, Porvis is tiny. It's kind of our dynamic, you know? It's like the big guy and the little guy. People see us and they know we're a duo, you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. People love it. People love it. I project my bigness onto him, he projects his littleness onto me, and in our minds we're kind of even, normal.
We even out. We're like, because we're two people that are such different statures, we're actually like two people that's the same size, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. I do. It's sort of like Arnie and Chunt. Arnie's the big one and Chunt's just a little tiny cute badger.
What is it about that? Big and littles, we all just friend up, you know? What is it about that?
Look, since we're all mis-sized people here, can I just say, don't you hate it when people hang out with people that are the same size as them?
I can't recognize them.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. No, I think you need variety in your life, right? And look, me and Dump are the exact kind of guys who want to tell you that, because we have spent the last... or what, 15, 16, 17 years of our lives just doing the same thing every single day,
same thing.
We're on a new mission, folks. We're on a new mission, guys.
A new mission?
Yeah, we don't do the same thing no more. We know, you might actually have heard of us before. You guys familiar with the carriage service that goes across the land from here? You can sort of pick it up outside and then it goes all the way across the land. It's called Uber. You know that?
I'm
not familiar. Please tell me more.
I am familiar with the carriage service that will lift you up and take you across the land.
Right, it's kind of like, it's a service that'll lift you up, you know, sort of taxi you around a little bit, but it's like, we call it Uber.
Yeah, we made a word up, sounds fancy.
Does sound very fancy.
Actually, it's just me pulling a little wood carriage.
It's not an animal, it's you.
No, we didn't have the money for that, Dump does, he pulls it, and I sort of sit on the little bench seat at the top and sort of slap him with my whips, you know what I mean?
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's like spanking the beans, yeah.
Now, is that a sex thing?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't mind it.
You two need to have a talk at some point. It seems like there's maybe some misunderstandings here.
Well, you two gentlemen, can I offer you a drink from the bar, or perhaps something to eat, or perhaps a room for the night?
We don't need any of those things, mate. We can do it ourselves.
No, what?
We don't need nothing from nobody.
We don't need nothing from nobody, no more than that. No,
nothing.
No more. No, we actually we think we're going to stop doing Uber because we don't need that no more.
So you have a new mission, and Uber's behind you. You're not doing Uber anymore.
Gone.
You're over Uber.
Yeah, we're over it, you know, because things... let's just say your two boys here, Porvis and Dump, found a bit of a come-up recently. Have you heard the phrase a come-up?
Come-up?
Yeah, I've heard that phrase. I use it all the time.
I've tried to tell Artie about it, yeah.
Yeah, we sort of had a bit of a come-up. You guys know, we was coming back from a trip. You know, we had to go far, far away.
Yeah, it was windy.
It was windy.
Dark.
Yeah, it was raining. Stormy. Uphill the whole way. It was just a tough...
This was an Uber ride.
It was an Uber ride, yeah. It was just this couple who were fighting the whole time, and we were just like, jeez.
Oh,
right, we didn't want to deal with it, right? But so we dropped them off, and then we're heading back. And guys, let me tell you what. There was some crazy stuff going on up in the field. You know, over the hill just outside of town, and then you go down, and there's the creek, and then there's the other hill that goes up, and then you sort of follow the trail around to the right.
Yeah, the other trail. Yeah, I know.
Mm. Yeah.
Then there was a big, big hole.
There's a hole in that trail now.
Yeah, there was a big hole. I don't know what happened. Maybe an explosion or maybe some sort of thing.
It looked like a fresh hole, boys. It was like a big fresh hole.
You know what a fresh hole looks like?
Oh, I know my holes.
This fresh hole is having a come up.
Okay. And I know it sounds like this is a sex thing, guys, but this one
is not. Okay.
No,
it's not.
This was just, we saw this fresh hole, no vegetation on it. Looked like waxed. It might have been smoking even.
Yeah.
And so we walk up to this thing, right? And let me tell you what, Dump looks over the edge the first time, and he turns back, and I've never seen a guy's eyes light up so incredibly bright and big. This guy looks back and says, "Baby, we're done with this."
I knew immediately what to lay my eyes on it.
Okay.
He knew we were done because we ain't going to have to do this no more.
It was a beautiful scene.
Beautiful.
We look out, and all that we see is dead people. Okay, there was some sort of maybe like battle or something. It looked like two sides had like come at each other. Big pile in the middle.
One side's wearing one color, the other side's wearing another color.
Super coordinated colors, which made it look like two sides. Yeah. And then there was a smaller one that was like a different color, so there might have been a third party that was like maybe power. But they all killed each other.
So not to slow down your story here, but so you came upon a giant fresh hole.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you were so excited that it was filled with dead bodies.
Right. It's not with dead bodies. It was what was on them.
Yeah, because you know when somebody dies, you can't keep your stuff.
Why are you guys looking around the room like you're going to tell a joke?
It's a Foonish law that you're allowed to loot a body if you find a body. And you find a bunch of bodies, you're set for life.
And if you find a bunch of bodies, you got a bunch of bodies to loot.
Yeah.
So you found some coins and perhaps some jewels,
He said coin and jewels.
maybe some rusty swords that you could trade in for a better sword.
We found maybe 10,000 pieces of the highest magic.
What?
I mean, you wouldn't believe.
Don't tell anybody, by the way.
Well, I'm going to have to confiscate those immediately.
Yeah, good luck.
You want to try?
Yeah, you want to try? You want to try? Because I'm wearing one of them. Armor of the Forsaken makes me invincible to everything.
Oh, shit.
You know what? When you walked in, I thought that looked like the Armor of the Forsaken, and then I thought, that can't be the Armor of the Forsaken. What are the odds of that?
Yeah, it's on me. Check it out. Look at it.
And I don't know the names of the magic items, but I did see you, and I was like, this guy looks like he's invulnerable to everything.
Yeah, do it. Hit me with something.
All right, I'll throw a fireball at you. Stand back.
Okay, all right. Hold on.
Stand back.
Okay. I'm standing back. This far.
Caleb Lichtenkova!
Nothing!
Whoa!
I didn't feel a thing.
Nothing!
Wow!
I did set the bar on fire, so I'm going to go put that out.
Okay.
Yeah. Didn't feel a thing.
May I just say, Arnie, it's so refreshing to have two guests barge in and tell us how fantastic they're doing. If I'm out with someone I know or someone I don't know, and they come up to me and they're just like, I'm doing so well. I'm so rich. I'm booking it. Like, I'm doing so well. Here's how amazing my life is going. It just feels so good, right?
Do you feel that way, Arnie? It feels good for us.
I mean,
it's true. Nobody wants to tell you about their day more than people that are doing better than you.
Someone will be like, oh, I found
and
this part.
Let me tell you, we are, my man. We are.
And look, you know, he's got that armor, right? But check out this. It's this great sword right here, right? But if I hold this sword, I can barely hold this thing up. But if you try to push me, you can't knock me down.
Sorry, you're just a tiny little guy. Of course I'll fucking knock you down.
That's what you think.
Is that the sword of Weeble?
That's right. It's the Sword of Weeble.
Okay, let me give him
a... guess. I don't know. I don't know what it's called, but...
He's starting to wobble?
Yeah, Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
No,
come
look.
Come on. No, it's magnets or something. His feet, there's something. He's...
No.
What's going on here?
You can't knock me down when I'm holding this sword, boys.
We do this for hours. I'm not joking. We've been doing this for hours sometimes.
It kind of does look like I got weights in my feet or whatever, but that ain't it. It's just that I'm holding this big sword, guys.
Yeah. Can't knock him down.
Can't knock me down.
Yeah, this right here, this little thing right here. Oh, just a couple of followers. You know, this is a crown of everlasting life.
Oh. I can't die. Hold on, Dump, hang on a second. Dump, this sounds like a bit of a hat on a hat. You're wearing invincible armor and a crown that makes you
it's a crown on a crown.
Yeah, right. It's a crown on a crown.
To be fair, like, you can be invulnerable and then you could still have like a brain aneurysm or something. So the crown,
because you could age.
Yeah.
Haven't aged a day since I put it on.
See, I'm a wizard, so I was immortal for a long time, so I forget about people aging and stuff like that. And now I have to deal with the fact that I'm mortal and someday I'll age and die. Can I ask real quick, the colors? You said they were wearing different colors on the field. Mm-hmm. Is there any chance that those colors were green and teal?
What's teal?
That's a good question.
Sort of like a blue, but it's a little yellowy.
Mm. Blue, yeah.
It's like shitty green.
Oh, shitty green. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Yeah, it's crazy you say shitty green because we saw one and said, wow, we love the color on that uniform that these guys got, but these guys got a shitty color.
Shitty little green on them.
So one had a good green and one had a shitty green.
Yeah.
Ani, this was a battle between minions of Spintax and Tim Tam the Teal.
Oh, two of the best wizards in all of Foon.
Well, one of them's kind of an asshole.
Arnie, I don't know if I've ever told you this. When I was younger, still in school, I was a fan of this charlatan. There's a charlatan who would go around town. He was a hornet, and he would buzz around town.
Well, you're fans of the charlatans? You okay?
Yeah, you okay?
You okay?
No, I'm okay. This charlatan, he wore these robes, and it was purple, teal, and I want to say white. And his robes were reversible. And it was just like, so this charlatan hornet was so fucking cool. Everyone would wear his colors. Sure. But eventually...
Even posers?
Yeah, I guess some posers, people who didn't watch his speeches and kind of keep up with this, you know, what was going on with him. And but it's just the color since that charlatan died, has had quite the downfall. So yeah, we now call it shitty green, which you guys I'm Chunt. This is Arnie, and that's
And I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known throughout the northeast as Gasmuinius Maestar. And lo, if any of these magical artifacts are used for ill intent, know that you shall face the wrath of Usador.
Hey, Usador, listen, don't worry nothing. A lot of this stuff, like, it's like not even all that cool. Yeah. You know, we do got the greatsword that sort of knocks me over, and he does have two items that make it so it's pretty hard to kill him. But I also got this here helmet right now. I think it's inscribed on here. It says, Helmet of Arnold the Great, and it makes you hungry.
Arnold the Great? Arnie, yeah. You should have a helmet.
You put it on and it just makes you hungry, which is good because I'm tiny and I'm trying to bulk, you know what nice. I mean? Yeah. I'm trying to put on some weight so that I can sort of, you know, be a little more substantial. And so now I got this helmet. Like, look, I'll put this on. Give me some food. Where's the food? Somebody give me some food.
Give me
a beet juice and some pie. Come on now.
Well, let's take a quick break.
We don't actually serve pie, but yeah.
Well, I'm going to eat this.
We'll try to get some pie during
He's
the break.
He's going to eat everything. You've got to get him food. He's going to eat everything.
Boy, mate, I ate a cup.
So, Porvis and Dump, you've come across all of this magical paraphernalia, lots of it, more of it, honestly, than I've ever seen before in one place.
And there's more in the carriage, by the way.
There's more than this?
Yeah.
I mean, there might be a million pieces. We don't know.
Would you say this is one of the biggest collections of magic in one place in all of Foon?
Yes, it's incredibly dangerous and incredibly exciting, incredibly terrifying, and incredibly awesome. Please, there's no price I wouldn't pay to look through these items and potentially purchase some of them from you. Wouldst thou consider relinquishing some of your great boon.
I mean, you might say we would take a little something for some of this stuff, but you know, I gotta say, I'm
it's
really
not like
loving.
We don't need money, though. We got. I mean, we have everything we need, so you're gonna have to trade us at least.
Okay, you want to barter something?
Yeah, you know, look, yeah, maybe, you know, you like this bracelet, right? You see this bracelet I got on? It's also inscribed. It says it's the bracelet of Arby's the Plump.
Arby's the Plump?
Could it be Arbo?
Are you presenting these in alphabetical order, by the way?
Arnie, how else would someone present a list of items?
Yeah, it's how you organize lists.
No, it ain't, because this is Arby's. The last one was Arnold, and RB would be before Arnold.
That's fair,
so.
That's fair.
Unless you skipped ahead to impress us.
No. But I just know that I've been wearing this thing for the last couple of days since we got this thing, right? And every time I get near beef, it vibrates. I think it vibrates when I'm near my favorite meat, which is good because I'm trying to bulk, right? Because I'm so small, I'm trying to put on some weight.
Those two items go together well.
It's honestly perfect for a guy like me who's tiny and wants to get big, you know what I mean?
One clarifying question. Does it vibrate near cows, or is it specifically once it's become beef?
I'll tell you this. There was cows in the field, and when I put this thing on, it didn't move. But then when I walked by a guy eating a big beef rib, it started vibrating. So I think it's maybe once the beef has been roasted, the bracelet of Arby's the Plump starts vibrating.
Okay, now we were going to talk about his bracelet the whole time, but I do have more questions about the bracelet. So you see someone with a giant rib. How far away were you when it started to vibrate?
Proximity, good question.
Yeah, this rib was huge. So it actually started vibrating at a sort of low frequency from about 100 yards away. And then when I got 50 yards away, it sort of became a little higher frequency. And then when I was right next to it, it kind of felt like an electrical shock.
Oh, almost painful.
On the verge of painful.
I have to have this bracelet.
I don't know. It's really helping me out as a guy who's trying to bulk, usually, though.
I realize that you don't need money, and you said you're willing to trade something. I what do I have? I have a...
Yeah?
Are you interested in a shapeshifter or a man from another world?
What the fuck?
Well, it depends on if this shapeshifter you're talking about can shapeshift into food.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Well, you saw your ex could turn into a rack of ribs.
That's true.
Okay. Whoa.
I mean, that was
just
a sex thing.
The red. Yeah, that was a sex thing.
Undoubtedly. I understand and know what sex is and have partaken in it.
If we could just unpack something, like why, I mean, I understand, you know, a crown that makes you live forever. I understand, you know, the sword that makes you immovable. Why would a wizard need a bracelet that makes beef vibrate? I just don't understand
To know where beef is.
Like beef dar?
I think it's like beef dar, right? But the thing is, we got out there, we look in this hole, right? And it was obvious that there was like sort of tiers of people, right? There was like people with like the good stuff, like the great sword that makes it so you can't get knocked over, all this sort of other stuff. It was sort of on like guys who looked like they like kind of knew what they was doing. And then there was a few guys kind of on the sides in the back who had the stuff, which honestly, Dump doesn't seem to think the stuff that I got's that good, but I actually think the stuff that I got's really good, and I'm not really that interested in the stuff that makes you live forever, honestly.
Yeah, honestly, those are kind of boring anyway. You was talking about sex earlier, weren't you? Well, I got something for you. This one's called Medusa's Blade.
Okay.
And if you cut someone with it, it'll turn a 3 into a 7, if you know what I mean.
It gets you drunk?
Penis size?
No, a lady, the way she looks.
I see. Is that a generalization, or is that exactly, like, it has to be a 3 and it turns them into exactly a 7?
So far, it's got to be a 3. If it's a 3 and you cut them, it'll turn them into a 7.
I'll say this is entirely subjective, too, by the way, because when we were testing this out, he cut something, and the person he was talking to was not a 3 for me.
I see.
They were at least a 7 or an 8 for me.
It's the eye of the... the holder.
Yeah.
The holder of Medusa's blades is the one who determines the threeness.
I don't know how these things work. I don't know how they work.
Huh.
They just do things.
Sounds like a fucking Spintax spell if I've ever heard one.
It's inscribed on the hilt here. It says, any holders a golder?
Actually, Dump did that. He did that when he picked it up.
Yeah, because it's not spelled correctly.
Any holders a golder, you know?
You know, sometimes Dump does these catchphrase things that kind of just our first thought. You know what I mean? It's like, you don't think about it all the way.
Look, we had a shitty lives, okay? No one liked this. No one liked anything we do. So, like, now we are the kings of the party. At least I am. I mean, I got a bag full of fun crap here.
Why is no one asking the important question? What happened to the couple?
We dropped them off, you know?
Oh, you finished the ride?
Yeah, we finished the ride, you know? People don't normally follow up with their carriage riders. Come on, what do you expect us to sort of check in with them the next day or whatever? It's like, no, we got to their place. We said have a good night, give us a tip, rate us 5 stars on the bulletin board.
How often do people go back to the bulletin board and give you a star?
Only when they don't like the ride.
Way less frequently.
Oh. People usually rate stuff when they're angry.
Yeah, you only get the ones. Yeah, it's frustrating.
They're trying to implement a system where you can send a raven to put the 5 stars on the board for you.
Right. I even told them I'd come back and grab their review and go and put it up there for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they said, no, we'll do it for sure. But now, you know, I say it all the time, fuck them.
But now, Porvis, you can go to where you drop them off, wear your bracelet, and take all their beef.
Exactly. I can do that. You know what else I can do? And this is really cool. This is one more item that I'm really excited about. And it's going to take a little while for this to pay off, I think.
Hey, Ernie, you think it's going to start with an A, Z?
I think it's going to be AR, and then it's going to be somewhere between N and B. Not definitively in any one direction, but really in that same area.
Sorry, Porvis, what was it called?
It's okay. It's called the Amulet of...
The Armula, you said?
Asteroids. And guys, I think this is a necklace that makes it so that you stimulate muscle growth, which is good for a guy like me who's trying to bulk. Trying to bulk.
Looking veiny.
Right, you see, look at all those veins. You see him?
Wow.
I've never seen one of my veins one time in my whole life, and then I put this amulet on, and all of a sudden I look like all I do is shake heavy stuff.
Oh, wow. And actually, Porvis, as you're rotating your forearms here, I see that there's kind of a cut there. It looks like a cut that might have been made with Medusa's blade.
Not even a 3.
Yeah, it couldn't do nothing for me because I ain't even a 3.
Currently a 2, but we're waiting for the bulk, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm hoping the bulk gets me to 3.
Given the benefit of a doubt, he's a 4.
Porvis, can I just say, as you're flexing, my beef is vibrating.
So. Oh, and that is, like okay, like all right.
Nice. Different strokes, yep.
I like that. I'd like to know that I'm attractive to someone.
Porvis, did you steal all of your items from one body? Because they're all very similar.
I did.
It feels like Dump has the, to most people, would have the sort of bigger haul.
You know, yeah, and you know, but we kind of did a back and forth trade, sort of like snake draft, you know, like the idea that like,
sure.
I get one, he gets one.
Arnie, do they have snake drafts on Earth where you take turns taking snakes?
No.
So that people can divvy up their snakes.
It's like if everybody's trying to get divide the snakes from the bag, everybody kind of goes in and takes a snake back and forth.
Sure.
And the last person to picks a second time before you go back through the order of picking.
Is that strictly necessary when it's two people?
I actually think it maybe makes it worse when it's two people because it's kind of just like we both end up picking two things back and forth, so it's kind of like at first it's one for the first person.
So the first person, it's worse for the first person.
Yeah.
Can I ask? I only have 3 coins to my name at the moment, just right now. I see, Porvis, you have a bag that says the Azure Moaning Boots. Could I buy those Moaning Boots off you? Maybe.
What do you got?
Oh, I got 3 coin here.
What do you even know? What kind of coins?
Two and a half.
Let's see here. All right, this one says $0.50. This one has a picture of a.
You know what? Yeah, you can have it. You
head
can have
sideways.
It. You can have it. You can have it. I don't want. You can have it. I don't like the sort of haggling thing. You can have it. Okay, you can just have it.
Honestly, the boots are pretty annoying.
I don't know why you'd want them.
It's like a hot moan or like a sick moan.
I don't know if it's actually even what I would classify as a moan.
What would you classify it as?
I mean, kind of like a whimper or like something like that. Yeah.
It's let me take him out of the bag here and. Oh yeah, it's like a hurt dog.
Yeah,
and it happens the whole time you wear them.
Man, these boots suck. Can I get my coins back?
You know what? I got so much stuff. Yeah, you can take them and you can take your coins back.
That's nice. Hey, you guys hang out here a lot. Is it kind of boring here sometimes? Because I've got a couple of things that'll liven the place up.
Oh, it's very boring. Please help.
Check out this thing right here. This one's great at parties. It's more of a prank item. Okay, this is called the Shard of Shards. And all you gotta do, if you hand this to somebody and they hold it, immediately shot. They'll immediately shot. They'll do it. It's great at parties. It's great at parties.
So, I have to ask.
Yeah.
What if they're not wearing pants?
Good for them.
Oh, it's not a shard. It's just a shit.
Yeah, fair enough.
Wait, why does a shard have to be pants related?
No, it don't have to be in pants. You can free shot.
Yeah, because shard is shit fart. It's not pants fart or pants shit. Okay, it's shit. Okay.
It's not pashard.
So even without a canvas to paint on.
Oh, right. I didn't think about it like that.
Don't know why I was assumed you had to have pants on.
Dump, I see what's going on here. You clearly were taking the items off the champions, and at some point, clearly, Porvis said, buddy, come over here. You got to see this. And then you started to scrounge around and dig through the bodies he was digging through.
Yeah, I got a couple of fun ones, you know, like the strong ones, Everlasting Life, you know, Invincibility, all that stuff.
But throw one in for the kids,
But then, look, we've had shitty lives. Nobody wants to hang out with us. Nobody wants to have sex with us. So kind of we started leaning into some fun things. Check this one out. This one's just called the Bag of Balloons. You can just pull as many balloons out as you want. Great for a party. Great for a party.
I can't Bag believe no one... I can't believe no one would want to sleep with a guy who would cut a woman to make her a seven. That doesn't... I don't get it. Women are crazy.
Also, I can't believe that a number of people brought these things to war.
Well, there was like... It's kind of like their chest, you know? I don't think that they were planning on using all this stuff. Like, I think... I'll be honest, I think they had all their war stuff
on, and then they had their, like, fun stuff in the chest for maybe the after party.
Although, I will say... Wizard battles are fucking nuts, man.
Yeah.
Like suddenly there's balloons and a whimpering pair of boots, and you're like, okay, what the fuck's going on? And it throws you off, and you're like just trying to cast an ice spell, and you're like, crazy. I guess now I'm sharting.
But it's tough. It's a tough move in the middle of a battle to be like, hold the shard, please. Like, hey, no, seriously, just put
it's
the
just
shard
gotta touch
in your hand.
It's just got to touch him, so you can interrupt the spell, I bet, because somebody's like, you know, whatever.
Toss it at him.
Abracadabra, and then it's like, if you hit him midway and they shot, they're going to say the wrong thing.
Now, Isidore, haven't you mentioned before that there was a olden, wizened wizard who was sort of a prop wizard who would bring out a trunk of items, put it on for just a moment, and be like, oh, look at this. How about this thing? You ever have this? Like, your mother-in-law starts to... And he would just put on the different accoutrement for just, like, a bit or a joke or to bring the audience to cheers?
Karoth Top, the pumpkin, yes.
Karoth Top, okay. And he was Jack, too, right?
Jack, so he, right, ripped, yes.
Oh, man, maybe this stuff is his. Wait, it was in a very funny-looking trunk.
Right, the stuff that I found, it was in a trunk that obviously had like sort of like joke inscriptions on there, and also I'll be honest, the body that it was next to was a freak, like just the freakiest kind of shaped body you've ever seen. We're like,
that's why the steroid thing you have makes sense.
Oh yeah,
well, steroid? I don't know. It seemed like it just made my forearms thicker. What's a steroid even? I don't even know.
It's like an asteroid, maybe like an asteroid you stare at?
Asteroid. It makes you as strong as an asteroid.
He's an asteroid.
That's good thinking, Chunt. You really figured it out. You really just knocked it out of the park there.
Arnie, I can't tell if he's being sarcastic.
Yeah, I
don't. Oh, I'm not.
So how long ago was it that you guys found these items?
A couple of days ago. Just a couple of days. So, you know, it's obviously...
to go through.
So you're just trying to enjoy yourselves as much as possible before, in the next week or so, you'll probably inevitably be dead.
I mean, we don't know what we're doing with these things. Who knows what's...
I mean, some of them have to be cursed. You just gotta... If you've had this many, you've gotta figure one of them's cursed.
I can see Dump's gloves say big dick gloves, but it has a question mark.
I don't want to talk about that one.
So that's gotta be a prank or something, right?
If you were trying to trick someone with those gloves, why would you put the question mark on there?
I mean, it kind of like the question mark, it kind of was intriguing.
All right.
You know, I was like, oh, is this big dick gloves? And then you put them on, you can't take them off, and your dick goes inside your body.
Oh.
I don't mean to jump in and put the brakes on the fun here, but you guys don't think we were going to be in like trouble or something for taking this? These guys were all dead, right? They were all dead, and we just like took all their stuff. It's not like
it's ours.
I clearly established Foonish law indicates that dead bodies may be looted, especially if you are the one who struck them down. You have then right of first refusal.
But these are dead, powerful minions of more powerful wizards. So, like, this stuff probably technically belongs to much more powerful magic users.
Oh, they're going to come after you.
But they're like reasonable guys, right? You know,
No. Tim Tam, she is not reasonable. She is chaos incarnate.
Okay.
And Spintax is just kind of a prick, to be perfectly honest. Everyone loves Spintax. He's so great. He emulated the Wall of Fire. Big fucking deal. I could have done that. I just didn't want to. I thought it looked cool.
Hey, Pulvis, you might want to get some of these things I got home.
Yeah, or like, I mean, maybe like, I don't know, you guys look like you got room to take some of this stuff, right? We could just kind of leave some of the stuff, some of the stuff here.
Leave some of it here with you.
Some of the stuff that feels like it might be connected to like the more powerful magic people.
Can I ask, have any of the things that you looted, do they have like a glowing eye in it? Like something that suggests that, like it's watching you back?
Oh, yeah, there's one that's in the trunk that kind of just, like, kind of floats right behind me. We had to kind of, like...
It literally, no matter where you go, it's like...
Yeah, we clamped it down inside of a trunk. We sort of, like, put a bunch of stuff on top of it and then sort of took some rocks and put it in a sack and kind of put it under the sack and then...
You said this was a couple days ago?
Yeah, about 2.5.
When you're trying to sleep at night, do you hear something like...
Kind of like that, yeah, I guess it's close to
that. Whispering indistinct words that you don't understand.
Could also be the moaning boots. Yeah.
Could be the boots.
Could have been the boots.
Well, let's. I'm getting a little nervous here. Why don't we head out? Let's get outside, just so we're not in the tavern with you two. Let's get outside to your carriage. We'll take a quick break, and then maybe we can see your carriage.
Okay.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Arnie, they're screwed.
This is a nice cart.
Thank you. Right? You know, I wish more people would put that on the bulletin board, right? They don't talk about how plush the seats are.
Lot of 1 and 2 stars, you know? Yeah. People say, oh, bumpy ride, and it's like, it's a fucking cart.
We don't do the roads,
we don't do the roads.
If we could, we would, but we don't, right? I wish there was some kind of magic item here that we could use to sort of smooth the roads.
Yeah, rake the roads. That's what we always say. Hey, rake the roads.
Now, I know you said that you didn't need a place to stay tonight, but, I'm just wondering where you might be staying for the next week or so.
Oh, I think we kind of just planned on bopping around.
Bopping around?
Yeah, we just gonna bop around, you know, go into a place, you know,
meet somebody, sort of get a bed for a night, if you know what I mean.
Maybe use the tickle talisman.
The tickle talisman.
It feels like you're tickling when you're holding it, but if you put it inside you, it's a whole different thing.
It's a whole different thing.
Okay.
No, I think that's a sex thing.
Yeah. So that explains why that's the first one that you didn't show us when you were explaining it.
Yeah, that one's busy at the moment.
Well, I'm just wondering where you might be in the next few days in case, I don't know, you turn up dead and I just want to take this stuff.
Oh, well, mate, we're not gonna die, you know. We got the everlasting life crown. We've got all this stuff, you know. Yeah. I'm gonna be full forever, it seems like. So I'm gonna look at my forearms; they're bigger than they were when I showed it to you before. I'm gonna be huge in a few minutes, so we'll be fine.
Already bigger,
cartoonishly larger.
Let me ask you this, Dump: when you put on the crown of everlasting life, did it happen to start growing into your skull?
Oh, I can't take this thing off, no.
Yeah.
Not a chance, mate.
You know, there's always a trick with wizards. They love to, like, set you up and then pull the rug out from under you.
Oh, is this one of those things where it's like the crown lives forever, but it feeds off of the people that it puts
Arnie, you got it in one.
I've been here too long.
Wait, what?
What do you mean? Like, it's going to grow into his skull and
the
then
the crown
it's
will
body.
Live forever. It's the crown of everlasting life. It doesn't grant everlasting life. It takes your life to continue its own life.
Oh, shit. Wait, what?
So I'd give you, here, let me look closely at it. I'd say I'd give
don't
you
get too,
another...
User, don't get too close to that crown.
Oh, and there's a serial number on it. Looks like it's registered.
Yeah, let me get my crystal ball and look up this serial number real quick. This looks like a Crown of Everlasting Life Pro. So I'm going to say you've got maybe another week to live.
What the fuck? But there's got to be like there's got to be like a thing that we can do to take it off. Like maybe
got a whole bag of things. Maybe one of these things in here will take it off.
Yeah,
maybe there's like nothing close to the crown is making it invincible.
Good. Yeah, good point, Ani. Ani was being sarcastic there,
no.
But
you mean like the armor, the Forsaken that I'm wearing?
Yeah.
That's exactly.
Wait,
what
that makes it. Wait, the armor of Forsaken makes the crown of everlasting life invincible.
Yeah.
It's like a proximity thing. It's like synergy between two magic items that's like perfect.
Kind of like your helmet and your bracelet and eating beef. Think of it that way.
Wait, because I was just going to say, I didn't want to complain because I'm not the kind of guy who complains in public, but I've been feeling like my throat's been kind of closing up and like kind of like, it feels like my body's growing, but it's growing inside instead of outside.
Uh-huh.
Is it saying it's going to make me bigger, but it's like growing the opposite way? Like muscles are going inside?
Oh, maybe.
Asteroids. It's growing in your ass and tearing your...
Into a void.
Into a void.
Asteroids.
Asteroids.
Wait, you mean to tell me I thought this amulet is the amulet of Asteroids?
Yes, I think that's right.
Here, let me grab the serial number. Are you ready?
Yeah, read it off to
serial
me.
Number T. R. V. A zero or
you can
an
go
O,
faster.
I can't tell. Huh?
You can go faster.
T. R. Huh?
Just read the damn serial number.
T. R. V. It's an O or a zero.
Yeah, Asteroids. That's lower, definitely what it is.
God, I wish I could.
You only really need the first six.
Right, what are you talking about? I don't even want to know what this tickle talisman's doing inside of me right now.
No. To be clear, you took invincibility armor off of a dead body.
That's a great point, Ani. That's a good bit of logic.
And now that I think about it, the guy that I took this amulet and this bracelet and this helmet from, he was like kind of like looked like he'd been turned inside out.
Oh no! I think all of these are prank items.
Oh no! Oh.
Is it possible that these magic users didn't kill each other? They all just accidentally killed themselves.
Like I said, wizard battles are crazy.
But I mean. This great sword, right? Like I showed you guys, I hold this big great sword and I can't be pushed over. I kind of turn into like, it looks like kind of like I look like a toy, you know, that kind of like can't be knocked over.
Do your feet feel real heavy?
Yeah, well, yeah, of course, because it's...
Is all your weight in your feet now?
Yeah, all my weight's in my feet now,
oh,
of course.
Oh, no. you lifted up your foot. There's roots coming out.
I know.
Oh, you're becoming a tree, dude.
Wait, no. Take the sword out of my hand. Dump, take the sword out of my hand.
I'm not touching that fucking thing.
But what do you mean? We're going to die,
man.
I
got my own problems.
He has dicks in his body.
Look. Gentlemen. It's going to be fine.
It don't feel like it's going to be
fine. It's fine. I got a crown growing in my skull. My dick's inside out. I got a tickle talisman doing God knows what in my eye-hole. Oh, my God. Are you fucking kidding me with this?
Look, it's a small consolation, but it seems like there's no ironic implementation of the Shard of Sharks.
I think that was just fun.
Yeah, that's just good, clean fun.
That's a good time.
Now, gentlemen, I just want you to say, whenever someone comes across a great magical boon, of course they're excited. They want to take those objects and learn how to use them and find great personal growth in them. But part of Wizard's job in this world is to ironically embarrass and abuse people so that they aren't so foolish and they understand and come to love their place in the world. The world needs... people to give other people rides.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
That's right.
Yo, fuck you, wizard.
We can't even give people rides anymore, user. No, it seems like we're going to die, you know? You guys could be a little more, you know, sympathetic to the situation.
Yeah, we're going to die. You think I wanted to die to learn that stupid lesson?
I agree. That was very condescending of you, Silver, to be like, you're going to die a horrible death, but you've learned an important lesson from wizards.
That's right. Thanks. Welcome to being a wizard.
No, but the grave don't teach nobody lessons. Yeah.
Ooh, now I like that quote. That's actually great.
That's why you're very lucky that you've encountered me, because I can do all of these terrible ills.
What, you can undo it? You can fix us? You can make
sure,
it so
I can fix you.
Sorry, you can fix us.
Wait, Usador. No, it's we would be taking on too much risk if they gave all of these powerful, terrible, magical items to us. You can't do it, Usador. You can't do that.
Oh, you can have them. You can have all of them. Not the short one. Can I keep the short one? I want to keep the short one, at least.
You can keep the shard of shards. There's a cellar at the bottom of the Wanderlust. I'm just going to need you to offload these items into the cellar. And, of course, tonight, you'll stay for free at the Wanderlust. Yeah. Yeah. And you'll have a warm meal in your bellies. Yeah. And then you can go back to your menial lives. Isn't that wonderful?
Right, you promised tomorrow, you know, we're going to wake up and my feet ain't going to be roots in the ground. Because I don't know if I can move right now.
Nobody can promise that you'll wake up tomorrow.
Why is he backing away? You, sir, come back.
You,
sir, come back.
Usador,
you gotta save us.
You gotta save us. Somebody
yeah, you'll
save
wake
us
up tomorrow. I was just fucking with you.
It's not fucking funny, Usador. It's not funny. We just was regular guys 2 days ago, okay? It's messed up for you to treat two guys. No, we don't know nothing.
You're messed up.
Yeah, we don't know nothing. We're just two idiots, all right? We drive.
We just do nothing.
We just drive carriage, all right? It's messed up for you to do that.
That's right. You're just two idiots who ride a carriage. Isn't that a wonderful thing to learn about yourselves in the most despicable way possible?
Yeah, you know, people need that. You know, we need these people who have that job. You know, people need to get from point A to point B. And look, we do our best, but it ain't the smoothest road in the world, and we're sorry about that.
It's not mainly the road. We got real bumpy wheels.
Yeah, you look, we ain't invested in new wheels or axles in a long time, all right?
We'll do it, though. We'll fix the wheels.
Yeah, we will. Look, we'll kill the little animals that live in the wheels, all right? We promise. We'll kill the little animals that live in there, you know, so that it moves more smoothly, you know?
We'll do it. We'll do anything.
Arnie, they're in the bargaining stage.
As long as you've learned your lesson, that's all I care about. Chunt?
Yeah?
Get these gentlemen a room and something to drink.
Yeah.
Arnie, take this over to the bulletin board and post this 5-star review.
Really? Oh. Wow.
I mean, it's out of 10, but that's still...
Yeah, it's 5 out of 10, but...
That's better than any review we've ever gotten, right?
Yeah, it is. So something good.
Can I read it? Can I read it before you put it up
there? Sure, yeah, here it is.
Wow. 5 out of 10. Carriage is driven by two guys. That's it.
It's beautiful.
That's beautiful. That's the nicest thing anybody's ever said about the two of us.
I guess we didn't need magical items to feel pride.
No, and it's okay to be tiny when you've got such a big friend.
And it's okay to be a big friend when you got a friend who's tiny.
Right.
See, Arnie? See, Chunt? It's okay to be a tiny friend and a big friend.
Yeah.
Right, and it's also okay for your dick to be regular size.
Well, what's regular?
Sure, yeah.
Like, just like good enough, you know? It's okay.
Like a 3?
It's okay for it to be a 3, all right? It's okay.
And it's good that your dick goes inside, because I didn't find these gloves. I made them to make you think it was
magic.
You
wanted women to see...
Yeah. And also, I'll say it, it's messed up to rate women on a scale of 1 to 10, and if they're a 7 or above. That's messed
yeah,
up.
I feel
right?
bad about
it's
that.
Really messed
I feel
up.
Bad about that.
It's about what's inside that counts. Dump. You might know that since your dick's been inside you.
Mm-hmm. It is what's inside that counts, because my dick is inside of me.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've had a lot of wonderful epiphanies here today, even more than I expected. Well done, gentlemen.
Thank you.
If you just leave all those items in the cellar, we'll certainly, we'll keep them confiscated.
Yeah.
We'll keep them secret. We'll keep them safe.
And I sure hope it. You didn't just, you know, trick us.
No!
I'm trying to trick to get all these items from us.
On a scale of like really smart and intuitive to not, we're like below the bottom, okay? So we are just trusting people, okay? So
Porvis, can I just say thank you for rating yourself on a scale of below to bottom and not 1 to 10? See, they're not just speaking
right
to it,
I'm
they're
learning.
Practicing.
Yeah, it's true.
And I just dumped out my moaning boots. and it was there's two puppies. There's a puppy in each boot. So
those are the animals that live in the wheel. They cause it to be bumpy. Yeah,
shouldn't do that to puppies.
I know now, and I'm sorry about
we're
it.
Sorry.
All right,
we're sorry.
We're sorry for everything.
Guys, they seem truly sorry.
All right. If you're truly sorry, then all is forgiven. But one last thing I ask of you. I want you to put your hands over your hearts.
Okay.
And repeat after me.
Okay.
Usador the Blue.
Usador the Blue.
Usador the Blue.
Is a kindly and great wizard.
Is a kindly and great wizard.
Far better than Spintax the Green.
Far better than Spintax the Green.
And my life rests in his very hands.
My life rests in his very hands.
Good, you belong to me now.
And now hold your tongues. Both of you hold your tongues.
Like literally? What do you mean? Like,
yeah, literally.
Hold your tongue.
Literally.
Okay.
I'm going to promote you both. Say, I am.
I am.
Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Stupid.
Oh, no. That was a trick one, wasn't it?
That was a trick.
Yeah. Got him, Chunt.
We got a trick out of all the stuff, I bet. Oh, I bet you put a spell of roots on his feet, didn't you? I bet you did that. I bet you did that. You
sleep. Arnie, I'm going to come clean.
Yeah.
I just took all their stuff.
Yeah, I thought that was what was going on.
Wake!
Oh, I'm hungry.
You guys need to check into your sleep apnea or something. When you guys were breathing through your mouths so loud when you were asleep.
They don't call me Dump for no reason, because they say when I sleep it sounds like I'm shitting out my mouth. And they don't call me Porvis for no reason because they look at me and they say, "Poor Viz," when I'm asleep. His real name's Viz. My name's Viz.
Viz. Oh, I see.
It's Poor Viz.
Here, Arnie, catch this shard.
Arnie. Thank God I'm not wearing pants.
That means there's a non-zero chance no one in that episode was wearing pants. And I thought my sleep tonight would be unhaunted. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Porvis, or possibly just Viz, and Dump were played by special guests John Mackey and David Brown. Check out their podcast, The Brett DeMott Show with Buddy, which releases every Wednesday for free everywhere you get podcasts, with bonus content at patreon.com/BrettDeMottShow. They're also a part of Big Grande. You can get those podcasts and live specials at biggrandewebsite.com. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Grub, Yon David K, Rachel Judd, Gary the Insufferable Mills. Disagree, Gary, you are sufferable. Tasha Na-Na-Na, Chris Medina, Jesse Carr, Mike Phillips, Destiné, David Edwards, Nichib Tum Yang, Benjamin Adam Honeycutt, and E.J. Kenny. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.